there's always ebb and flow in organizations regarding top leaders, and I really don't know how much more this reorganization is beyond just the normal changes when people come and go. Could you provide first a little bit of background?
It is that normal ebb and flow. If you look at particularly high-level administrators, you know, we have one dean leaving after over 7 years of service. The normal term for our deans is no more than 8 years, so this would be a normal kind of time frame when they might see if there's other opportunities for them if they're interested in staying in administration. So that's unfortunate for us because Colleen Cook was a very good dean, but it is kind of in the normal cycle of things for us. Eric Bost was somebody who came to us after his public service opportunities, and I think that trying to find out if this was the best move for him in terms of what he wanted to do next in his career was a good time frame for him, and he's helped us tremendously. But I think he's just decided, given all the constraints on the university and his own interests, this is probably a good time for him to change again.
And then the retirement of Dr. Do you pronounce it Reiners?
Oh, Reiners, yes. Mm-hmm. So she basically has informed me that this is overwhelmingly something that has to do with where she is in life and how she wants to spend her time with her family, particularly grandchildren. And so I think that's something she came to that decision. And there's not so much a cycle time and when you might or might not expect an assistant provost of enrollment might come to that point, but it certainly does fit within some of what's normal when people reach a certain age and have different desires in their life.
So tell me if I'm correct or not in reading your message that you distributed here on the personnel changes in academic affairs with the retirement of Dr. Reiners and the ambassador's decision to leave. Those positions themselves are not being replaced, but the duties are being assumed by others?
Yes.
And what went behind that decision?
As we investigated and looked at the very important roles that they play, but the stress of the economic situation that the state and the university is in under, we thought it made more sense, if you will, to keep as many Indians as possible and reduce the number of chiefs. And so that's how we've tried to restructure it so that we can deliver what we need to deliver to the students and the public.
I'm also guessing that you had Indians in place to continue the metaphor. You had the right Indians in place to assume those additional responsibilities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very strong people.
And could you give me some examples?
One of the examples is we had the director or assistant provost of financial aid who was working very much in cooperation with the assistant provost in enrollment. And often in their efforts to entice students to enroll, they have worked very cooperatively for years. So in promoting Joe Pettibon, who was the assistant provost over student financial aid, to be an associate vice president and assume much of what Alice was doing in supervising the registrar and admissions, he is well positioned because of how they had been interfacing before.
And then going back to the dean of the library's departure, an interim dean has already been announced. I don't recall whether there was a decision or announcement made whether there's going to be somebody promoted, I guess, from within, and you also save a position that way.
Actually, for deans, we will always do a search. It could be an internal candidate in this case, and normally for us, for deans, it will be a national, if not international, search. We will seek and try to get people from all over to apply and review them and try to make the best choice, whether it's an internal or an external candidate.
So it's obviously too early to state if somebody gets promoted from within, whether you'll save a position and just, as you're doing here with these other positions, just add some responsibilities to existing.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that yet for the deanship.
Sure.